We learned a lot in 2020, but what exactly did we learn? The bromides are already flowing freely. We slowed down. We learned what was important. We played board games and did jigsaw puzzles and really talked and listened to our children. All of those are undoubtedly good things, and we nod in solemn agreement when our neighbors enumerate those little blessings. But do any of them capture the microtexture of what our lives were like this year? In our cities, when we were told we shouldn't go out at all except for occasional exercise, walks in the sunshine became the thing we hung on to. How lucky we were to be able to do that, at least. In the suburbs, our restricted routines opened new routes of creativity. We might drive out of our way to catch a spectacular sunset, or finally tackle a hiking trail we'd always meant to explore. Then came the time when it became possible to meet a friend for a takeout glass of wine. This became the summer of lukewarm and acidic rosé in a plastic cup. But it represented a privilege and a pleasure that in earlier months we weren't sure we'd have. When museums finally reopened, carefully limiting capacity, we were able to reacquaint ourselves with paintings we love, with golden objects that had been placed in the tombs of kings 3,000 years ago, with vessels that our ancestors used for simple but essential tasks like toting water from here to there. To step close and examine a 400-year-old brushstroke connects you with the human who put it there. It bears remembering that the Renaissance came into being even as the Black Death decimated much of Europe. Michelangelo and Rembrandt painted in its shadow. The plague took Titian's life. Our lives may be hard this week, this month, this year, but look at what others did during eras of hardship. The trail of vitality and beauty they left behind is enough to make us cry, and sometimes we do. We can give them that much, at least. For that reason, perhaps many of us have felt through 2020 that it's easier to connect with old art than with new. All manner of amusements have been streamed right into our homes, some of them quite wonderful. Because nearly all of our movie blockbusters and big year-end spectacles were canceled, we spent more time watching stories about human beings talking to one another rather than chasing down a bunch of magic stones from a bejeweled glove.